Good morning. So how appealing are those 7 out of 10 people, those 8 out of 10 people? That's got to be pretty appealing, right? These are people who want to be doing the right thing, just aren't doing it. My name is Kit Sundara Raman, and I lead our Consumerology Solutions team, which is a great place to be. I love this team. What we do is we are responsible for taking those data-based insights that come from our advisory board, that come from our lab, and pulling those through into solutions for you that get to things like those 7 out of 10 people and those 8 out of 10 people. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is a really exciting family of products that is specifically designed to activate that intent, to get people to do those things that they already want to do. So before I get into that, I'm going to take a few minutes and talk about kind of the traditional landscape of healthcare programs. So what we've had in the past, basically two groups of programs. We've had these mandatory programs that get great results, right? But member satisfaction, not so much. On the other hand, we've had these passive programs. Great member satisfaction, right? But they're education-based. Steve already talked to you about more pamphlets, more education. It's not getting the job done. Satisfaction high, results disappointing. And that's really what we've had to deal with, historically speaking. What we've done is we've figured out a way to have our cake and eat it too. How do we get those mandatory-like results but maintain those passive-like member satisfaction? How do we do that? We do that by activating that intent that already exists. And we do that through our Select Solutions line of products. We're pretty excited about this. You're powered by choice, great results, great member satisfaction. I'm going to talk to you about a few of these, but first I want to describe why these are so different, why these are so revolutionary. The old model of behavior and intent. So as we look at behavior, and when behavior is less than optimal, we assume that intent is less than optimal. People are doing what they want to be doing, so if they're doing something that's less than optimal, it must be because they want to do that. But as Steve mentioned, intuitively we know better, and we've seen that through our programs. We know that people want to floss, want to change their oil, want to save more for retirement. We know this. We know they want to lose weight, they want to stop smoking, but we don't necessarily see that in the smoking cessation programs. We don't necessarily see people show up for Weight Watchers or enrolling in 401ks. But the research findings have confirmed what we intuitively know. That intent is there. People want to do this. In the pharmacy benefit, the same is true. Although people want generics, they're on brands. Although they want to be in home delivery, they're using retail pharmacies, right? So we know that this intent is there, but the behavior is less than optimal. Where is the disconnect? Why is this a problem? This should be easy, right? The intent is there. Why is this not happening? The problem is that traditional programs, that arrow doesn't exist. There is no pull-through from that intent to the behavior. Traditional programs don't activate that intent. What we've done is we've created a new model, and that new model has been extremely effective at activating that intent and pulling it through to behavior. And how does it do this? It does this through the behavioral sciences. Behavioral sciences are extremely effective at activating that intent that already exists. How are we doing this? We're doing this through choice architecture. You've heard us talk about choice architecture in the past. I'm going to talk a little bit about it today just to level set. Two different flavors that we're using in this new family of products. Active choice and opt-outs. I'm going to talk about each of them. Active choice, really easy. All you're doing is you're stopping people You're grabbing their attention and you're saying, what do you want? What is that intent? I want to know. And once you know, you help them act upon it. You help them act upon that intent. Okay? This may sound somewhat familiar to a lot of you because this is the concept that powers our Select Home Delivery product. A lot of you have heard about Select Home Delivery. Let's take a look at how that intent is activated. So here we have home delivery utilization before Select Home Delivery. Not great. And as Steve mentioned, if we took this at face value and said people are voting with their feet, we would assume that this is exactly what they wanted, that they wanted to be in home delivery. And that's kind of where we started out too, frankly. And what we learned through the lessons of 401ks is that people don't necessarily vote with their feet. That intent may be there, it's just not pulling through to behavior. So we stop them and we ask them, those members who are using retail pharmacies for maintenance meds, we stop them and we ask them, what do you want? What is that intent? If they said no, we want to stay in retail, no problem, you can stay there, no penalty. If your intent, though, is to move to home delivery, and you say yes, we will help you activate that intent. We'll make it as easy as possible. We'll concierge those prescriptions over to our home delivery pharmacy. And what did we see? This is intent activated right here. Boom. Like Emeril. Boom. You can see that spike in home delivery utilization. It's pretty exciting. Again, our Harris poll validated what we've already seen, what we've already known through these programs. So we've taken these concepts and we've pulled them across all of our other products. And we've done this in another way as well, with opt-outs. I mentioned that there were two ways, active choice and opt-outs. Opt-outs, how does this work? What we do is we default people into that optimal behavior, because we know a majority of people want to do what you want them to do. They want to do that right thing. They want to save money. They want to have better health outcomes. So we default them in that scenario. If you don't want to be in that program, no problem. Call us. Let us know. We'll take you out. No questions asked. Okay? That's how opt-outs work. We're very clear when we communicate to them about these programs. Here's how they work. Here's how you opt out. Here's the benefits to you. Okay? We did this with our step therapy programs. And our most aggressive step therapy programs, ones that don't include grandfathering. What you see here is the generic fill rate before this program called Select Step Therapy. Generic fill rate hovering about 74% prior to the program. We started communicating to them in September. You see that little blip of increased utilization of generics. So people got the letters, learned about the program, started moving their drugs immediately to those generics. Pretty exciting. Then we had that opt-out deadline. Watch this. This is great. This is intent activated. Over 80%. From 1 month to the next, that's how quickly this changed. Generic utilization, generic fill rate. Fantastic results. We also did this with Select Network, helping move members to those tightest networks of pharmacies, the value networks, that save you on average of $1.10 a script. Prior to the program, people in that broadest network, 69% of those scripts were already going through those value network pharmacies. We communicated about the program. We gave them that opt-out deadline. After the fact, 90% of those scripts now going through those value networks, and every single one of them getting credit for that value network. Again, $1.10 a script savings for this client. Fantastic results. They're repeatable, they're reliable, and members are satisfied. We're not getting the member complaints. So what I've just talked to you about is a really exciting family of programs. You can see there's four products in here. You're going to hear more about these products in this afternoon's breakout sessions. I encourage you to ask a lot of questions. Pressure test these with us. They work. They're exciting. Members appreciate them. Okay? Programs specifically designed to maximize intent. Thank you very much, I appreciate your time. I think we're going to have time for a few questions here.